name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I'd like to do a commentary on day 34, and that Bible verse is Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. This reading is definitely, you know, my story. I mean, it is my story, and I did have a hard time seeing the wisdom of sponsorship, especially when it comes to the food. But I can see it in a lot of situations where addictive behaviors are, you know, part of the game. I see it with people, you know, who have drug addictions and people who have alcoholics. I've had experience of just seeing people even recover in secular rooms by having that fellowship. The fellowship aspect of our recovery is imperative. I've been lately talking about three things in terms of Bible for food that are coming down, and they all begin with the letter F. The first one has to do with faith. In Bible for Food, we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are trying to grow in that faith. And the way we do it is that we are in the Word. The Bible says in Romans that faith comes from hearing, and hearing the Word of God, hearing by the Word of God. And so we are people who daily get into that Word in a very strong way. We are people who have found the joy, actually, of really getting to know the Word. So if you're new, the encouragement is to read through the Bible every year. And if you keep coming to these meetings, you will definitely get encouragement in that way. And you may not even get that from your church. I mean, sometimes when I tell people that we read through the Bible every year, their main thing is that that sounds so legalistic. And I always have to say to them, you know, think about, you know, what the Bible even said, you know, that in the final days, there is going to be quite a lot of stuff happening that we need to be prepared for. That there's going to be false teachers. There's going to be people who are rebellious. And so we have to get ready. The Bible says, you know, that always be prepared to give an answer to those who have a reason, you know, who ask the reason for the hope that we have, but we do it with gentleness and respect. And in 2 Timothy 3, you know, it says it's going to be terrible times in these days, that people are going to be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, you know. And so in Bible for Food, we encourage people to get into the whole Word. So the whole Word being in that way will strengthen your faith. It will grow your faith up. But the other thing in Bible for Food that we encourage that begins with the letter F is that food piece, that strong staying out of the food. And this is one of the reasons we have a sponsor as well. A sponsor is someone who goes before us, someone who is, some of our sponsors, I know I have 30 years of abstinence, but my sponsor, I actually have more time than my sponsor in terms of being abstinent, but in terms of her heart for abstinence and also her belief in the Lord Jesus Christ, those two combinations for me is like, thank you, Lord, you know, for sending this lady to me. I am so grateful for her. Very, very grateful, especially at this time in my life. I'm really wanting to make sure that I never go back into the food. And with us, since we have to eat every day, we need to have those extra eyes to help us to see when the you know, the food is sneaking back into the picture. And like I tell people, it starts with sloppiness. Excusing all kinds of, you know, oh, it really doesn't matter, you know, 4.1, you know, and that's not whatever, or I don't really have this, and I know I don't, you know, I don't usually eat that, but I'll eat it anyway, or I can eyeball it this time. All of these things I have seen. Over these 30 years, I've seen people be taken out left and right. I've also seen people being taken out when they have, they don't understand situations can come when the bottom can drop out very quickly. An emergency situation. They don't know that, you know, in an emergency situation, we don't have anybody who can walk us through what we need to do, that again, trying to make decisions under pressure with the food sometimes is a good backdrop to being into the food again. I've seen that happen, and I don't want it to happen to me. The same thing with illness. What do you do when you're ill? You know, what do you do in that situation? Well, I'm grateful that I have a sponsor, again, to walk me through situations that are out of the ordinary. But the other thing about sponsorship is the fellowship that happens, because I find that all of the sponsors that I've had, you get a closeness to them, because talking about something that I was so weak in and so sneaky about because of the food, boy, I was one sneaky sister when it came to the food. And where I would not necessarily lie about many things, I could definitely tell some lies about the food. And to have another person who has a history with the food and knows the ins and outs of the food is invaluable. So my prayer is that everyone on this Bible for Food will get a sponsor. It will help to keep your food clear, clean, and committed, but it will also help you to grow in humility. That is very humbling to have to call, you know, and talk about your food and get information about the food. But the other thing, too, is that people need sponsors, and they want sponsors. And many people, we may not want them ourselves, but I'm telling you, people want to have that extra camaraderie with their food. And I find that because I am sponsored, that when I am sponsoring other people, I have a sensitivity that is based on my experience of working with my own sponsor. I know the things that, you know, that I like in her and things that I want to duplicate with the people, you know, that I sponsor. Also, you know, in the tone of voice and all of those things, things that I learn. I learn how to sponsor by being sponsored, and I remember about sponsorship. And then one other thing I just need to say is that all of us have had times when people have disappointed us. They have just disappointed us. They have let us down. They have done whatever. And I would say if this is what is standing in the way of, you know, you taking on a sponsor, I would say pray to the Lord about it, please. Pray about forgiveness, please. We need each other. We need this fellowship. We need the food being in order. We need that faithfulness of being in the Word. And sponsorship is right central in those things. But